Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Now, Immacare, if you don't know, it's been around for more than 40 years in terms of helping people in need in and around Hartford. And they do incredible work. And there's a great way you can get involved if you don't volunteer or donate to food pantries and so on. There's a great event next Tuesday at Northwest Catholic at 6:30. Father Ray Kelly will be performing a concert. Tickets start at $25. I think they go all the way up to $80, and every single dollar, all the proceeds go to Immacare as a fundraiser. And if you don't know Father Ray Kelly, well, he's the singing priest. He was on Britain's Got Talent. He was on Dancing with the Stars in Ireland, and he's a practicing priest. And he joins us now in Brian and Company. Flew in from overseas. Father, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Brian. How are you? Doing good. Doing good.
Do you how many times a year do you do stuff like this? Because obviously you have your calling.
Yeah, I do. I try to take 2 to 3 weeks holidays, either August, September, October, that time. And I kind of incorporate a concert tour and a holiday. So excuse me, a bit hoarse. But yeah, it works out pretty good. You know, I get the time off from my work as a priest in a parish in Ireland. And I just love touring. I love to sing. And normally I try to do concerts for charity gigs particularly, and I'm delighted to be invited to sing for Immacare, because it's such a worthy kind of organization for the homeless in the Hartford area as well, creating, you know, affordable housing, etc. for them. My good friend Barbara Clark, who organized all of this, Barbara has been a great friend over the years. This is my fourth or fifth, maybe even sixth year to come to Hartford to perform in the concert for various charities there. So it's an amazing, I love it. It's just great.
Have you, with your, I mean, it's not totally new, but in terms of like the scope of your life, this kind of attention has come later in life. Have you found a good life rhythm, balancing your service to God and doing the singing? And
it took a while, Brian. It took a while because, I was 6 years of age when I sung that song, that famous wedding, going back 11 years ago now in my church, and it's now nearly 94 million hits on YouTube, I think, or something like that. So that's what kick-started all this music career for me. I suppose I often thought maybe, probably if it started 30 or 40 years earlier, maybe I wouldn't be a priest today either. But look at, we never know what the journey on the road for life for any of us, But, I've been blessed really in many ways because I love to sing, I love to perform and meet people and greet people. And that's one of the positive things about it, I suppose, as well, after the show, to meet and greet people. And if they want to buy one of my CDs, that's even extra special for me. But then on the other side of it, I have my priestly life at home. And I love that too. I love, because it's just what I've been doing for 36 years,
Yeah. We're talking with Father Ray Kelly. Again, he's the singing priest. He was on Britain's Got Talent and Dancing with the Stars in Ireland. And, of course, he'll be performing at Northwest Catholic next Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. Tickets, you can get in it for as little as $25. You can get reserve seating for $45. Just go to immacare.org to buy your tickets, immacare.org, and while you're there, take a look at what they do to help people in need. And in Hartford, it's such vital work, from their mobile outreach services to emergency shelter services to just about everything. If people need it and they can do it, they will do it, and every single dollar from this concert will go to help them do that work. I'm curious, I grew up in the Boston area, and my last town I lived in Massachusetts before moving back to Connecticut was a place called Braintree, Massachusetts, where there was a lot of Irish Americans, but there was a lot of Irish born in Ireland who came over to Boston to build a life. And And there's been a lot of stories lately, Father, about how, you know, there were stories 2, 3, 4, 5 years ago about how the church, you know, attendance is down, attendance is, you know, parishioners are old. And now it seems that Catholicism is getting a bit of a resurgence in the States. I don't know if that's being seen and reflected in Ireland, where probably attendance never really waned much at all. I don't know. I mean, what is sort of the health of the church right now?
It did wane a lot, Brian, well, for two reasons, really, with the whole sexual abuse thing, number one. And then, of course, COVID changed everything when our churches were closed in Ireland. And our masses used to go out on the WWW. So, you know, those two particularly have changed. But I noticed as well in Ireland, there is a sort of a resurgence of families coming, you know, younger, because the parents still want the first communions, the baptisms, the first communions, the confirmations, a lot of the weddings, all that kind of thing. So they realise that, you know, it's part of their who they are. And I think it is, there is a resurgence, and it's wonderful to see. And I think Pope Leo as well kind of is going to be aiming, hopefully, as well towards all of that. And I think people are excited about his election as Pope as well. So hopefully, you know, it will. As you say, in America, it's a resurgence. I think there is a resurgence. I go to Medjugorje, a place in Bosnia-Herzegovina, every year on a pilgrimage and bring a group of people. And the thousands of people who go to the sacraments there and the number of vocations is huge there as well. And it's phenomenal. Of course, that's all through prayer, especially. And I think that's the way it's going to go. And hopefully, you know, it will improve even more, you know.
Listen, I was born Jewish, and I'm not particularly religious, but I love the fact that there's an American Pope, and I think it's a great thing for the church in the world. And listen, my personal philosophy is that I don't care if you pray to your coffee cup, if it makes you a better person, then I'm all for it. So that's how I approach this kind of stuff. Make sure you get down to New Haven, get some pizza, you know, and enjoy our great state. And thank you so much for doing this for the fine folks at Emicare.
I'm excited, Brian. I'm looking forward to meeting so many people as well. So thank you for having me on your radio station as well. Much appreciated, you know.
Yep. Good luck. And I hope people have a great time on Tuesday. Father Ray Kelly, the singing priest, again, a Northwest Catholic, next Tuesday night at 6:30. And he can sing. We'll bump in at 8:50 with a little bit of a sample of him, too. It's incredible. And every dollar goes to Emicare, of course, doing great work in the city of Hartford.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.